This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. I was taking a walk last week and heard and observed some of our fighter jets coming into land overhead. Now, funny thing, my dog has figured out what that noise is, and when they come over, he actually looks up and watches them. But enough about that. So we're going to be hosting the most advanced fighter that America has in its arsenal, and Kingsley Field will be training America's pilots on this state-of-the-art aircraft. I haven't been inside Kingsley Field, but I would venture a guess that a whole lot of money is being spent to ready the base for its mission, including some highly sophisticated training equipment and, of course, maintenance equipment. So, here come some of America's finest pilots. You know, the ones that will be called upon to defend America against any and all enemies. Pilots we will depend on for our very well-being. And they'll be flying to Klamath Falls to train on these state-of-the-art fighter jets through Medford. Sad, but true. Medford. And we'll then have to arrange transportation to Klamath Falls via car or truck. Pretty sad. So here's my thought. The federal government and the state of Oregon as well are literally throwing money at anything that moves. Homeless, immigrants, drug addicts, criminals, you name it. Nothing is off the list for their dollars, which incidentally are yours and mine. So why can't we get some type of commercial air service in Klamath Falls? One would think with a world-class advanced fighter jet training base being activated soon that the federal government and the state could transfer a few million dollars here or there to get commercial air service here in Klamath Falls. I mean, we already have a control tower and one of the longest runways in Oregon, plus plenty of land around the airport for commercial development or base enlargement. Throw in great general flying weather and everything is right here, in place, right now. Bring in a contingent of those incredibly thorough TSA employees and we're good to go right away. Looking at the passenger numbers at the Medford Airport that keep climbing and climbing year after year, one wonders what they would look like if the Klamath Basin wasn't forced to drive all the way over the hill and could instead fly out of our local airbase here in Klamath Falls. Local officials need to start pressing our governor as well as our representatives and senators to secure the funding needed for commercial air service out of Klamath Falls. It is time to quit acquiescing to Medford and get the job done right now. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Frankly, right now, we need to have Fly Klamath Falls. Let's get out and get it done. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.